welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we're from Lighthouse Christian Church here on Merritt Island, Florida. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive over in Little Back Edge over by Kelly Park over in Merritt Island. And just wanted to extend a Happy New Year welcome to each and every one of you. We're just past the new year, and you know, I feel like there's going to be a lot of amazing things happening in 2024 here at the church. We usually like to do the program with a co-host, but actually I am going to do a solo program for the first kickstart out of the year. I just wanted to bring a topic to the table that is one of my favorite topics of all time, and just go over it with you guys because I really think it's a foundational biblical thing that we all need to have a good grip on in our lives as we move forward into the new year, and that is the blood of Jesus. What is it about the blood of Jesus that is so special? Why is it the blood? The blood. Everything's about blood in this world, and you know, we see a lot of the demonic movies and demonic things always talking about blood, spilling blood, shedding blood, murder, killing, all of that, you know. And then we look at Jesus, and he endured one of the worst, you know, deaths of all. And his blood was shed for us, and it was shed for a reason. You know, when we look at sacrifices that were made in the Old Testament, for those of you who might be Bible scholars, if you're not, then just tune in and listen for a second. You know, Jesus gave his life and shed his blood for this purpose, to reconcile us from sin. If we would believe in him by faith, then the blood of Jesus is actually applied to our lives, and we are reconciled unto God through faith and believing in Jesus Christ. It says this in 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, you know, man had a sin problem. We sinned in the garden. We fell short. God wasn't caught off guard by that. You know, I truly believe that God already knew when he put the tree in the garden that we were going to eat of the tree, that things were going to go that way. Sin was going to enter the world. And all of this was, you know, plan A. It was part of the plan. You know, we see this, that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, think about that. We have fellowship with one another. You see, the blood of Jesus creates fellowship between us and God, and it cleanses us from our sin because God is holy, and God can't be in the presence of sin. It's just, it can't happen. His holiness and sin do not mix. So there was, you know, two ways it could go. God could become unholy to try to have a relationship with us, or he could make us holy even though we're not, so that we could have a relationship with him. And I like the second option there better. God chose in his holiness to become a man, to send his son, Jesus, to come into the world and to, you know, become a human being. But see, Jesus was conceived in a virgin. And in that virgin, God planted the original seed of man, which was the same way that Adam was before he sinned. Jesus was recreated in that same likeness. That's why Mary had to be a virgin, because the person that was born from her was the Son of God. See, God took upon himself the form of human flesh. And, you know, he demonstrated the significance of his blood as part of that whole Last Supper thing. For those of you who take communion or have been to church and understand what communion is, you know, as the disciples sat together, Jesus said, "Take and eat. This is my body," in Matthew 26:26. And then he gave thanks and he offered them the cup. He said, each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which seals the covenant between God and his people. And it's poured out to forgive the sins of many. And I love that scripture, but there's one thing that really bothers me in that scripture, and that is that it says, and he poured his blood was poured out to forgive the sins of many. It doesn't say the sins of all. So it's really, it's for bringing forgiveness to those who will call on the name of Jesus, those who will say, God, I want to serve you this year in 2024. I want to live my life for you. I want to, you know, eat the communion table. I want your body to be my body, and I want your blood to cover me and be a part of my life. And, you know, all the way from the crucifixion to us taking communion, the blood of Jesus, you know, is symbolized as the one thing that has the ability to cleanse you and to make you right before God. You know, in Acts 20, 28, it says, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. You see, you've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. If you will believe on the Lord Jesus, you know, that means you confess him with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that he was crucified for your sins, and he paid the price for you to be set free. If you will believe that and believe that you have been bought with his blood, you become part of the church. You become a Christian. You become Christ-like. And that means that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, when God looks at you, he doesn't see just you anymore. He sees the blood sacrifice of his son over you, and he sees you as perfect and pure and holy. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, it's not in our own merit. There's nothing that you can do personally in your own life to be good enough to take away the punishment for your own sins. It had to be done by God. That's why God knew that he would have to send his son. The scriptures tell us that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. Okay? God knew that free will was going to create a sin problem, and he knew the sin problem would have to be dealt with in order to have a relationship with us. So he became a man. And he became Jesus Christ. And then he laid his life down as the once and for all sacrifice for all of mankind. But, you know, the scripture says it, you know, that many will receive forgiveness of sins, but not all. Because you have to apply this to your life through faith. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus, or there will be no covering of your sins. So it's really an amazing thing when you start thinking about how God laid all of this out, how the plan of salvation came forth from him. But let's look at a few more scriptures here, and I want to talk about this topic of the blood of Jesus in greater detail. Let's look at Colossians 1:20, and it says, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth, things in heaven, by making peace through his blood that was shed on the cross. Okay, you see, God is into reconciliation. He knew that we were going to need to be reconciled to himself, you know, and he reconciled all things unto himself, you know, whether it's things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You know, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. There's no redemption without it. So we need the blood of Jesus to be applied to our lives. Somebody out there, you know, that's listening today, you need to know and understand that your forgiveness, your relationship with God is all dependent on your ability to, by faith, receive the gift of salvation, the gift of being saved by Jesus, by his blood that was shed on the cross for you. That punishment for all sin was paid once and for all by him. But you have to believe. You have to call on the name of the Lord and be saved yourself. You know, in Ephesians 1:7, it says, in him We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. You see, we are in a dispensation of grace. We are living our lives by the grace of God, and that is Jesus died for you. He set you free. And through his blood, we are forgiven of our sins by grace, through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, and it's the gift that only God could give, because in mankind's ability to redeem ourselves, we couldn't do it. Nobody could be good enough. You know, in Revelation, it says, who's worthy to open the seal? And it says, the Lamb is worthy. You know, it's because Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was slain before the foundations of the world, was the only one worthy to lay his life down for us. And through that, we receive the forgiveness of our sins, you know. And some people are like, well, yeah, you know, I've told a lie or I've done this, but some people have done some pretty horrible things in their life. And I'm here today to tell you that there is no sin that is greater than the power of the blood of Jesus to forgive it. I've met many people in my life. I've got people that are even attending the church here at Lighthouse who've done some crazy things in their lives. And, you know, there's consequences for some of those things in this world, but God's grace is powerful enough to forgive you and release you and even take you and use you in a mighty way in this life to reach people for the gospel. So I don't think there's a sin out there that is unforgivable. Now, it does say there's the unpardonable sin, which is a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and that's a topic for another day. But I do believe that by the blood of Jesus, you have been forgiven, you can be forgiven, and everything can be washed away. You can be made white as snow. You can be washed and cleansed. You know, in Hebrews 9:14, I want to take it an even greater depth, and it says this: how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience or purge our conscience from dead works or acts that lead to death, so that we can serve the living God? You know, we've got to remember that everybody has a past, and everybody was once dead in their trespasses and their sins, and now we have been made alive in Christ. And I think sometimes one of the church's biggest problems is we think, oh yeah, it's great that our sins have been forgiven, but then we look at other people and we're unwilling to forgive them or to see forgiveness work on their behalf because, oh, they did something way worse than I did. But sin is sin, guys. The wages of sin is death, from lying to murder. There's really no difference in God's eyes. So we've got to be very careful about how we judge other people, because God's forgiveness and the blood of Jesus is so powerful that it can wash away any sin. And if we're going to look at somebody and judge them and hold them in accordance with their sins, then God may choose to hold us in accordance with ours at the same time, and that wouldn't be a good thing. So I always recommend highly that we allow forgiveness to have its perfect place, that we look at people and we look at situations through the eyes of grace, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think, according to the power at work within us. So we've got to be ready at any moment, at any time, to look at people the same way that Jesus looks at people, and to love people the same way that Jesus is willing to love them. And, you know, I love this scripture because it says, you know, that through the eternal Spirit, Jesus offered himself unblemished to God, and it cleanses our conscience from dead works. You know, the eternal Spirit, when I look at eternity, I think to myself, all right, eternity is not just a long time. Eternity doesn't consist in time, okay? So time is just the earth spinning, days, nights, days, weeks, months, years. You know, that's all an earthly thing, but God is eternal, and it's now in heaven all the time, okay? God is working now in your life. He's eternal. He's not looking in your past, and he's not working in your future. The blood of Jesus is working through the eternal spirit, which is actually crying out for your forgiveness of your sins right now, for the sins that are actually residing in you in this moment, not your past, not your future, but right now you are being cleansed and made righteous by the blood of Jesus if you're a believer. So the goal is to get under the blood of Jesus and then watch the cleansing power of the blood begin to work on your behalf. You know, in 1 John 1:7, as I said earlier, it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all of our sins. You see, we need purity to walk with a holy God. Hebrews 10:19 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Are you going to walk with God in your life? If you're going to have a relationship with the holy God, then you have to know and understand. In 2024, I believe that God is going to call us to such a depth, such an intimacy, such a power in relationship that we have got to have confidence in the ability of the blood of Jesus to wash us and cleanse us so that we will walk into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. I've been reading and studying in Exodus on the tabernacle and how the priests were set up and how the animals would have to be slain and the blood would be sprinkled over the priest so that he could walk in the presence of God. You see, the tabernacle, the presence of God would come down amongst the people. And there was a perimeter around it. And if you entered into that perimeter and you didn't have your sins atoned for and you didn't have that cleansing and that forgiveness over your life that we have now as a New Testament church. But back then, Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet. They didn't have that. So they had to prepare themselves to go into the presence of God. The priests were the only ones that would even venture to go in. The people were literally afraid to go into the presence of God. And they would prepare themselves and sacrifice and find every sin they could think of and, you know, bring the animal, lay their hands on the animal. The animal would be killed for their sins because the wages of sin is death. So the animal takes our place and becomes the death that our sin requires. But see, now under the new covenant, Jesus became that lamb. So he's looking for you out there who are listening today to place your hands on him, to come to him, and to believe by faith that he will be that sacrificial lamb for you in your life, and those sins will be cleansed away, and then you can walk into his presence and into the holy place, which is what they called it back there. The most holy place was where the presence of God was, and once a year the priest would go in there. Well, now you have open access to God. You can go in there anytime you want, the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. And that's what God's hoping and believing for you to do. He wants you to come and have a relationship with him. He wants you to come and be a part of what he has for you in your life and his plan, his purposes for you. And it was incredible to see all the different things that God is looking to do in our lives. And I just love this stuff. You know, in Matthew 26:28, it says, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. It's a covenant. God has made a covenant with those who will believe on his son, Jesus. He's saying, will you come and have a relationship with me through my son? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. Okay, what does that mean? It means that you've got to come under the cleansing of the blood of Jesus and be made holy, be made righteous, and be made perfect, even though you're not. You will never live a righteous, holy, and perfect life, but by faith you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that blood covenant covers you, and it brings you to a place where you have a relationship with the holy God. You can do that. Now when you pray, God, you're in the presence of God. Now when you're, I mean, you can take God with you anywhere when you're walking with him. And it's possible through the blood of Jesus. It's a powerful, powerful thing. So Romans 5:9 says this, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? You see, sin has a punishment. You know, pastors are afraid to talk about punishment and hell, and God's holiness requires that sin be dealt with. But you see, Jesus dealt with sin so that you wouldn't have to, but we have been justified by his blood. So how much more will we be saved from God's wrath through him? If you aren't under the blood of Jesus, you have until the last breath that you take on this world to call on the name of Jesus to save you from your sins. But why wait till the last minute? Why not do today what you need to do, what every person needs to do, and that is call on the name of the Lord and let him save you from the wrath of sin in your life, because a holy God will judge sin. But see, the beauty of the believer's life is that that judgment was placed on Jesus and he paid the price for you. Now you can pay for the price of your sins yourself if you want to, and you don't want to believe on Jesus, you don't want to give your life to Jesus. You know, it's easy for me, having been a pastor for 34 years, to say that. But to somebody who's listening maybe that doesn't understand the Bible the way I understand it, that hasn't had God just openly confirm his word to you, and you're just kind of out there, I just want to encourage you to dig into your Bibles, dig into the scriptures, dig into the word of God, and learn who you are. God has given us everything we need in the word. You can find out who you are in Christ and what God has done for you by simply reading your Bible. I'd also encourage you maybe come out to our Thursday night Bible college classes. You want to learn more about the Bible? We're going to be cranking those back up on the 11th, and it's going to be a powerful way to do life. Come and learn who you are in Christ and what is available to you and what the word of God has done for you and what Jesus has done for you and how to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and see the power of the blood of Jesus released over your life, because you have been justified by his blood and you'll be saved from God's wrath through him. All right, guys, so I just want to take a moment and just say thanks to our sponsors as we come into the new year. It's been great having, you know, the Hoskins over at Paradise Air and Heat and Mike Green with Hercules and Atlas Fence. You guys have been amazing in helping us turn the light on here in Brevard County. And I just want to say a personal thank you, and I want to just let you know that we appreciate you. So here's a couple of spots from their companies, and then we'll be right back here in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And hey, that last spot on God's Rock, man, I want to invite you out to that. We have our heavy metal rock service. It's not too heavy, you know. Come on out. If you like rock music, you'll have a blast at God's Rock. It's going to be a great time, and it starts at 7 on Saturday. It'll be a great time. You should come out. But we've been talking about the blood of Jesus. That's been the topic for today, because here at Turn the Light On, we're a topical Bible study, and we like to just break it down and talk about life. And this is really one of the most powerful things that I could share with you, is to get a true revelation of what the blood of Jesus has done for you. You know, we take communion every week at Lighthouse Church. I believe so much in the power of the blood of Jesus, and I like to remind people every week how powerful it is. In 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 30, says this, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" You know, we take the bread in communion to remind ourselves that Jesus' body was torn. It was given for us so that we could be healed, so that we could be set free and experience all the blessing that God has for us physically in our bodies. And then it says, "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" We need to remember every week, every day, honestly, that we are under a covenant agreement with God by Jesus' blood, that we are no longer bound by the Old Testament and the Old Covenants. Now, those are all great things, but we are under a new and better and living way that is found in Jesus. And he says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You're saying, "Jesus, I know you died for me, and I believe that." And we need to know that. And so then, you know, it's just a powerful thing to do communion and to set your life in motion with God. There's no better way to live your life than to live your life for Jesus Christ. I'll say that. You know, 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 says this, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." You guys have been set free by the blood of Jesus. Apply it to your life and believe that by faith you are the righteousness of God. I hope you enjoyed the program today. This is Pastor Kevin. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.